This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Denver, the company that owns a data center is under new pressure to hold public hearings. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
CoreSite, a Denver-based developer, is currently building a new data center campus in Elyria, Swansea. It's faced fierce blowback from the majority Latino neighborhood. That's partially because residents worry the project's diesel backup generators could add more pollution to a heavily polluted area. The company now says it plans to install slightly cleaner and smaller generators, but for technical reasons, not environmental concerns. The change still requires tweaking its air quality permit, and before it does, state regulators say the company should hold meetings to address community concerns. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Nine hospitals in Colorado could face cuts to services or even closure because of federal health cuts. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Those cuts were to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. It was aimed at limiting spending and lowering taxes. An analysis from nonprofit consumer group Public Citizen lists hospitals large and small facing trouble. Veronica Montoya, a Medicaid patient of Denver Health, says she worries major cuts will impact care.
I do think that waits will be longer and you probably won't get as much time with your doctor. They're going to be inundated. I hope that they will not have to lay off any employees.
Denver Health's CEO says it's not at risk of cutting services or closing.
That was John Daly reporting. This is CPR News.